Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batcher with Germanicus, Makovleos. I am Gaius. We're in Londinium. And the war in Ukraine is winding, well, the metaphor is winding down, but it's more chaotic than that. There are many moments ahead that are unpredictable. In the Gaza war, however, there is some predictability. Over these next months, the Israeli military will destroy the leadership of Hamas in Gaza. The Hamas fighters who remain, who are captured, who surrender, and they will surrender in large numbers, will be exiled from Gaza. There is the possibility that the Rafah gate will be opened because of pressure from the United States on Sisi of Cairo. And then we'll settle back down to an uneasy war, a cold war or a hot war, with Hezbollah and its missiles, with the Houthis and their missiles, with the West Bank filled up with the remains of Hamas. So, Germanicus, you did so well in Ukraine. Do you have any clarity on Gaza over the next, let's get to springtime, 2024?
There's no way that I could ever feel, and especially in regard to the Arab-Israeli cauldron, there is no way that I could feel well in whatever I'm about to say. But I do think that an extended, unresolved existential conflict will at some point be resolved, and that is exactly my fear. And the most important observation I can make as a strategic and military analyst is that the Arabs keep getting better, not because they've become better, but because Israel has schooled them. All of these wars have created a kind of masterclass for the Arabs, and they have learned from it, and they have learned how to become the equal opponents of Israel after having been, you know, bested and defeated in several wars. Then, as you could see with Hezbollah in the early 2000s, they fought Israel to a standstill. And now Hamas is something that Israel would never have reckoned on. And we know now that, thanks to a report in the New York Times on Thursday, that Israel knew about Hamas's plan to attack Israel a year ago. They just thought it was aspirational. That was the term. They could never pull it off. And yet, here is something much more powerful than any, you know, gangster fighters and thugs could ever have been 40, 30, even 15 years ago. And it is now an impossible problem for Israel. And now with the Houthis, I mean, the Houthis are fired up. They've lost 500,000 people in this civil war, constantly being attacked by Saudi Arabia, which is being completely enabled by the United States, just Israel is completely enabled by the United States. And yet they fight. They feel they have nothing to lose, and they're going to push it. It's very hard to see how such a relentless existential combat can ever be resolved. So Israel will defeat Hamas over the course of months, as their generals put it, as they put it to you. And in those months, Israel will kill maybe 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 women and children. And this will be something that Israel will never be able to to escape. And part of the problem with the world that we live in today, from the standpoint of Israel, is not only that it can't control the narrative in Western media as it once was able to, but the social media and the sort of everyone can report mode that you have with it has made it impossible to effectively use propaganda. You can do it, but it is debunked or exposed within hours. And the result is that the whole world is observing. And in some sense, this is positive, because in war, I think we should all see what goes on. And it is a path toward perhaps someday toward enlightenment and a better vision of humanity. But it's also important to have truth. And this is going to be an enormous burden for Israel.
Do you have a timeline for this, Germanicus? March, April, May, summertime?
There's no point giving an exact date, but I'll tell you what the comparative dynamics are. In some ways, the continuation of this may not be possible for Israel if the patron powers, especially the U.S., lesser extent Britain and Germany, if they say you can't keep doing this. On the other hand, they can continue it potentially over 6 or 8 months, but that will make them a pariah as never before and will create a tremendous potential for response by the large powers, Egypt, Turkey, potentially even Pakistan, but certainly Iran and Saudi Arabia. These are all super big countries compared to Israel. And you have something like 1 billion people mobilized against Israel. One of the sort of obvious consequences already strategically for Israel, and it's very negative, is that this war has managed to bring together countries that hated each other, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt. Now they are at least superficially united, and they may in back channels be telling Israel, get rid of Hamas. But there is a problem here, because if Israel was able to effectively, no matter how much damage was done to the people of Gaza, if Israel was able to effectively root out Hamas in a month or 2 months, it might all settle down, but over a period of time, especially if you get into the hundreds of thousands of dead, this is going to have historical consequences for Israel that no one can quantify at this point.
All right, so what we have here is you like no particular timeline, but that the Israelis will dominate Hamas, and Gaza will return to its tattered state. Summarize here.
Israel will dominate Hamas because that is its...
All right, and Gaza will return to its tattered state. And they're Egyptian nationals, but they will remain people without a state. That's what will happen after.
I don't know that that will be possible. I don't know that it is going to be possible for Israel to achieve its ultimate objective, which is the complete ethnic cleansing of Gaza. I think that Israel will prevail over Hamas at the expense of its longer-term viability as a nation.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. One more detail. Once upon a time, Germanicus had much insight into the CIA, and I've learned a little bit about it in a new book, Sisterhood, just published from Liza Mundy. And when we come back, just a little bit of lore, CIA lore. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.